Then the decision comes up as to what you elect to treat them with. And I think that one of the evolutions that's occurred is that we've gone from single-agent chlorambucil with a response rate of about 50-60% with only about 3-5% complete remission rate to fludarabine with a higher overall response rate and a 20-25% complete remission rate to the combinations of fludarabine cyclophosphamide, which are better than fludarabine by itself, and then either the fludarabine rituxan regimens or the fludarabine cyclophosphamide rituxan, the FCR program, or the pendostatin cyclophosphamide and rituximab, and all these have evolved over the last 8 to 9 years of clinical trials. And I think that the observation that was made from Cancer and Leukemia Group B, that the fludarabine rituximab is superior to fludarabine alone, is now being confirmed in a study that was done in Europe, where the German and CLL study group and the French group combined together to compare FC to FCR. And the FCR program has now been established to be a higher complete remission rate and a longer progression-free survival. So that comparison has again been stopped. So I think everyone is now convinced that chemoimmunotherapy with rituximab is superior to chemotherapy alone. And the major discussion that's around at the present time is, do you need the cyclophosphamide? And I think we do, for a couple of reasons. The FCR complete remission rate is 72% versus FR followed by R, 47%. And the progression-free survival is almost twice as long with a combination as it is with the FR regimens.